Okay, take a look at the Ramah in Simon Shin Zayin, Seif Kaf Beis. The Ramah writes, Simon Shin Zayin, Seif Kaf Beis. Kol davar she'aser lomer le'ino Yehudi la'asos b'Shabbos. Anytime there's an Isser from Yehudi Nachri, aser lir mazlo la'asoso. So you're not permitted to be merames, to hint to the Nachri to do malacha, any time that you can't tell him directly. So hinting is no better, or it's not merviach anything, over telling him directly. Right? I think there's a common misconception in certain circles that you can always hint, and there's no ever iser real and achri if you hint, so that's clearly not true. So kol davar she'aser lomer le'ino Yehudi la'asos b'Shabbos, aser lir mazlo la'asoso. Aval mutter lir mazlo la'asos malacha achar Shabbos, but you are allowed to be merames on Shabbos to do a malacha on Motzai Shabbos or Zeruah. Presumably the difference is that, as we discussed in the opening shiur, the various reasons given Rishonim for the Issa of Amir L'Nachri, but Nafkamina in situations where both the Amir and the Yassid don't take place on Shabbos together. But if the concern is that Amir L'Nachri is a violation of Dabar Dabar, so then it could be that Dabar Dabar is only a problem with the natural Amira. Remiza isn't the Dabar Dabar, and therefore Remiza, as far as Dabar Dabar is concerned, wouldn't be a violation of Shabbos. The problem is, the other reason, that you can't have the Nachri do Malach on your behalf, or we're worried that you may come to do the Rambam, so those reasons would apply. Those reasons would apply to Remiza as well. But to be Meramis, to do Malach L'Acha Shabbos, so that could fit according to all the reasons. Right? So Remiza is Aser on Shabbos, for Shabbos, but Mutar on Shabbos for Motzai Shabbos. What about Remiza on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos? To take a look back at Sif Beis, Shin Zayin Sif Beis. Aser Lisker Polim V'lalomer Le'ini Yehudi Lisker L'Polim Shabbos. After Bisha Eini Yisrael Tzarech L'Osam Malacha Elach Shabbos. Shekol Mashu Aser La'Soso Aser Lomer Le'ini Yehudi La'Soso. Lafilu Lomer L'Kanu Chashecha La'Soso B'Shabbos Aser. So Amir L'Nach, as we discussed, is Aser even if the Amir takes place before Shabbos, with the intent that the Malacha be performed on Shabbos. Aber mutter lamer lo acher Shabbos, lamer lo asisa davar plani b'Shabbos she'avar. So you are allowed to say during the week, why did you do such and such a malacha last Shabbos? Afa pisha nevim mitoch devarav, shir tzono she'yasen it b'Shabbos haba. Even though he'll understand that your intention in making that comment, that reference, is that you wanted to do malacha this coming Shabbos. Right? So here it sounds like remiza before Shabbos would be mutter for malacha to be performed on Shabbos. But that still is only half the picture, because take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Mikol Mokom, lo yahana yisol niyosa malacha ad achar Shabbos. So even if Remiza would technically be permissible before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, that doesn't help you be nana for the malacha. That's the first, the etzem malacha itself, but there's still an isra na for the malacha, kidin eini yehudi sha'asa malacha v'tzarach yisrael. So that's no worse than any Nachri doing malacha on behalf of Yisrael on Shabbos, whether he does it of his own volition. If he does it based on your remiza before Shabbos, that's no better than if he does it of his own volition. And even if he does it of his own volition, you're still not allowed to be nana on Shabbos. Inami, ma'ari v'davrish ein guf ha'Yisrael nana mimenu, kagon shekvar yeshner v'esh v'ein yudi mosif. Or the other situation in which remiza before Shabbos could result in a benefitable, if that's a word, maisa nachri on Shabbos, is where there's no direct independent hana from his action, because there's already light in the room, he has another light. So that's the kind of maisa nachri which would be mutter b'hana on Shabbos in any event. Okay, so far we've seen the Ramah in Sifkat Beis tells us that wherever Mir L'Nachri is aser, Remiza is aser as well. That's as far as where the Remiza and the Asi take place on Shabbos. If the Remiza takes place on Shabbos, for Balacha after Shabbos, that the Ramah writes for the Or Zeruah and Sifkat Beis is mutter. If the Remiza takes place before Shabbos, during the week, for Balacha to take place on Shabbos, so that's the Mechavi here in Sif Beis, and as far as the Remiza is concerned, that's mutter, but you still can't be nana from the malacha unless it's the kind of malacha that you could have been nana from anyway.
So according to the Arzuroi, it's chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch Rav that you could do a mirror mamish for malacha motzei Shabbos. Or the Arzuroi is just saying, even remiza you could do on Shabbos for motzei Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we had a machlokes there.
Again, ask a question.
On Shabbos for motzei Shabbos, is there machlokes there between the Shulchan Aruch Rav and whoever it was?
I actually had trouble finding those that were inside because the citation that I saw quoted didn't correspond with the Orzura. And I can try to search it on the Bar Ilan. So let's try to take a look at the Orzura and the original source. I wasn't able to find it when I was preparing for this year. Okay. Now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud, back in Shin Zayin here in Sif Beis. There the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you alpha pisha mevin, in a situation where you tell the Nachri on Sunday, why didn't you do that malacha for me yesterday? And then he'll understand that you wanted to do that same malacha next Shabbos. But so lomar, afilo hachim mutter, kevin she'eno omer lo beferush, rak derek remes. V'lo dami l'masha kasef rama b'agav esif kaf beiz, da'afilo derek remes lasos b'shabbos aser. Hasan kisharamis lo b'shabbos gufa al zeh chamer tvei. So to be meramis on Shabbos itself, that's usher under all circumstances. And we explain that could be because there you have to be meramis on Shabbos itself to do malach on Shabbos. So then, whatever the reason for mila nachri is, it should still be problematic, even if there's no davar davar right there in Misa, but there's still a concern you shouldn't be nana or shouldn't facilitate malach as nachri, or you may come to do malach yourself. So that's more chamer, that's why there Remez is going to be Aser, as opposed to Remez during the week for Malacha done on Shabbos.
So they're going after Dover Dover, not going after Shlichos. If you're going after Tav Shlichos, it shouldn't really matter whether you're engaging the guy through Remiza or through...
No, if it's become Shlichos, so then Alvide Remiza shouldn't make a difference. But that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct.
So it doesn't. In other words, right. It's still usher for him to be named from the. It's just.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There's no problem in the
correct.
In the informing, I think.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
That's why it doesn't. Right. Doesn't
mm-hmm. And if it's a matter of Davar Davar, so then you could distinguish between Amira and Remiza. Correct. Okay. The Chayyotim has a comment in Simon Samach Beis Os Beis that when we talk about an Isser, Amir, and Achri, Ayde Remiza, so. The classic remiza, which we'll spell out in a few moments, is a statement without a direct reference to what you want him to do, or a incomplete statement. But remiza doesn't only mean an incomplete statement; it also could be a hand motion, or any which might be a more literal remiza, but anything short of a complete verbal request, be it a incomplete verbal request, what we'll term remiza. Or be it a request by some sign, that would be equally usher. Rabbi Zilberstein points out in page Kuf Zayin, same thing, you can't write, let's say you want the Nachri to turn on the light for you on Shabbos, so you can't write a note before Shabbos, please turn on light, and then on Shabbos show him the note. So that's the same kind of remiza that would be problematic. He has an interesting raya. He says that's worse. That's potentially worse than a remiza. That could be actual amira. How do you know that that's actual amira? He quotes in the Chilta in Parshas Yisro, when Yisro sends a message to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer el Moshe ani chosimcha yisod vayilacha. So it says Vayomer el Moshe. Yisro said to Moshe, get ready, I'm coming. So how did he say to Moshe, get ready, I'm coming? He's not there yet. He sent a message ahead of time. So one day the Mechilta says that he sent a letter. And yet the Torah refers to that as Vayomer. So you see that writing something could have the status of Amira. So it's definitely no worse than what the Chayyadah writes, that to be Meramis with your hand is Aser. And it may be more of an Amira, because he suggests that maybe writing has the status of Amira in certain respects. Rabbi Karp has the following, Chele Bey Simen Tafresh Tes, Tafresh Tes. He says, you're trying to cross a busy thoroughfare in a city where the majority of the residents or drivers are Nachrim. So maybe you should have said that if you're going to step into the intersection, that's essentially the merames to the people driving to slow down to allow you to cross, which would be a malacha. So he says, that's not really remiza, because you're not, if you were to, he says, if you're to motion to them to stop, so maybe that would be a problematic remiza. But if you're just stepping into the intersection and they see you and slow down, so that's not a remiza to do malacha by braking, that's a remiza that you're interested in crossing the street and you don't want to get run over by a car. But you're not indirectly telling them to do a malacha, that's secondary. Okay. How does this fit with what we discussed last time of Kol Mechave Eino Mafsid? Right, we discussed in the context of the Leika or Machlokas Rishon, but the majority opinion of Shulchan Aruch, the Stam, before the Yeshomim, that in the situation of Hesed Gadol, Shin Zayin Sifya Tes, you could say Kol Mechave Eino Mafsid, you could say, or Kol Amatzel Eino Mafsid, that if your merchandise is going to be drenched by a downpour, or your house is burning down, then you could be meramis to the Nachri to put it out. So that's a remiza. That's a remiza to do a malacha, potentially a malacha directly. So what, how is that different than what we just saw in Sifkat Beis and Sif Gimel and Sif Beis, that you can't do a remiza to perform a malacha? So the Taz, take a look at the Taz, Simon Shinzai and Sifkat and Beis. The Taz, quoting or following the final of the Bach, has the following. Okay, this is on the Mechaber and Sif Beis. Taz and Katan Beis. So you're not allowed to be. You're allowed to be Meramis after Shabbos. Vatur Kosel is now Mesabrik Sasa Isser. Just like you're allowed to say to a Yisrael, let's travel together on Motzei Shabbos when he knows that you want to travel Ayidei Malacha, but you're verbalizing it in a way that doesn't reference a Malacha, so that you're allowed to say. Right, so you can tell, you want to ride Motzei Shabbos, so you can say to your friend, you can't tell him, can you give me a ride Motzei Shabbos, that's referencing a Malacha, but you can say, let's go together, let's rendezvous after Shabbos. That would be Mutter. So just like that's Mutter for Yisrael, the Taz says that should be Mutter for a Nachri as well. So the Taz quotes the Bach, who seems to paskin that no, when it comes to Kol Mechave Eino Mafsid, that's actually a model to be Mater Remiza on Shabbos itself. And that's against pretty much against the Raman Sifkaf Beis. So the Taz says the Ikr is like the Ramah, but the Bach seems to have been Cholik on that. So what would the Ramah assume? So as the Prima Gadim explains, Mishpat Hazav here says Katan Beis, Midaleka Yeshlamer the Hefzad Itiru Halavach Yasser. Yeah, that Hefzad, that's what we explained before. Kol Mechave Eino Mafsid, that's limited to, either it's limited to Deleka, or it's limited to Hefzad Merubah, but not beyond that. So there's a special dispensation, b'makom hefsed meruba, that amir l'nachir to be mutter b'remes, as we explained even on Malachas Daraisa. The Bach was bothered that that should be a model for all types of remiza, and the Taz points out that's against the Ramah, and the Ramah doesn't seem that way l'alacha, and that's the Pima Gadim and others explain that we assume that then of Kalmachavi Namasa is limited to Hefsim Meruba, the Lake or Hefsim Meruba, and doesn't apply more extensively. So when it comes to Hefsim Meruba, then Amir L'Nachi be Mutter Ayde Remiza, even from Lacha Deraisa. Short of that, regular Remiza is going to be Aser. So what is Remiza that's Aser? So that's what's termed by Poskim. The Remiza we're talking about till now is termed by Poskim Remiza Derech Tziboy. Remiza through a form of command. What does that mean? So the Rabbi Simcha Bonham Cohen, in his English work, refers to it as, he says, the way most contemporary poskim explain it, this is how he distills it, is that it's a request to either a request to take corrective action, to actually do something, or mentioning a malach explicitly, even without a direct request. So either if you directly request him to do something, or you explicitly reference a malach you want him to do, even without directly requesting it, that would be what's called remiza b'derech tziboy. So for example, if the lights are on in the bedroom, and you want the lights off so you could sleep, so if you say, please help me out, the lights are on and I can't sleep, so you're not mentioning a malach, you're not saying, please turn the lights off, but you are saying, please help me out. So you're asking him to do something, you're asking him to take some corrective action, even though you're not explicitly referencing the malacha. That would be one flavor of remiza b'derech tziboy, that you're saying, please do something active to help with this situation. Or alternatively, in the situation where the lights are on, you don't say, please turn them off, but you say, I can't turn the lights off because it's Shabbos. So then you're mentioning the malacha that you want him to do. So either if you say, please help me out, the lights are on and I can't sleep, or you say it's Shabbos and I can't turn the lights off, so either by mentioning the malacha or by asking him to do something to help the situation, that would be remiza b'derech tzivut.
So, in the army, they probably don't say please in the classic
without
formulation of the order, that
yes,
please is
I
not
added
really
please. Right, so you can take out the please.
You're not adding, no, but to,
what?
He adds please. I mean, that's the classic
what?
Form of Shabbos.
That's I just said please to be polite. What?
Rabbi Boehm puts him
he also wants to be polite.
So you take away the please.
That doesn't, the please doesn't. Help me out, the lights are on. That's a request to do something.
Yeah,
you don't need the please.
You know, but it's in the form of it's
in other words, request to do something. Help
right.
me out.
If the relationship was between the Adon and the Eved,
right.
so then do this for me.
Right.
Is a command, but if it's with a total stranger, that's not a command. It's a request.
So a request is also that Sibri for our purposes doesn't have to be a command that he has to do. It's it's directing him to do something. So he doesn't have to do anything. He's not your rabbi, right? But you're directing him to do something. So help me out.
Okay, so then...
So that's the
Tziva.
Tziva doesn't mean a formal command. It means a direction to do something.
Okay, so that's all that. And if you ask, like, I can't do this, that's a Tziva for the listener? I can't do this. Malacha.
Right, so he says according to, he quotes a number of contemporary poskim who say like that. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman who says like you. He says Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you just say I can't turn off the lights, then that would be okay. That's because there's no real tzivoy. You're just referencing the malacha. But he quotes, I believe, from Rav Scheinberg. Did he quote Rav Yashimov? I don't remember, but at least three or four other contemporary poskim in the last generation who said that mentioning malacha itself is problematic as well, but it comes out of an argument.
Where does the formulation of derech tziboy as aser come from? Is it just Achronim?
I don't think the Rishonim have the language of Derech Tzivoy, but that's the... I mean, we'll see...
Kol Mechabed Eino Masid is kind of our... That's what's normally also, if it's not a delay.
Correct.
That is...
I'm not sure who the first to use the term Derech Tzivoy in this context. I don't. I mean, it's not in Shulchan Aruch as such explicitly.
Was the Mishnah Berurah Mishnah Berurah in Magen Aruch?
Yeah, the Achronim have it, but I'm not sure what the earliest use of the term is. Yeah.
Just building off that Mar Mukham, that first verse from Kabbalah Cohen.
Yeah.
When I was looking at it, he quoted the other side, the Rosh Hashanah, I think Rosh Hashanah, as you said, said you could in theory say the Malacha.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then what's the Tzivoy? If you're saying the
Malacha, Tzivoy is if I say do something. Yeah. If I say the Tzivoy would be if I say help me out, the lights are on.
Help me out, the lights are on.
That's to do something.
So that would be
Asik. As opposed to, if you say, what's the as opposed to? So the as opposed to is what the Achronim term Remiza Shelo B'Derech Tzivoy. What's Remiza Shelo B'Derech Tzivoy? Then take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Ayin Vav. Shin Zayin Ayin Vav. And this is on that Ramah that we started with. Oscar Lirmos. De Gamzehu Bechlal Amir Lenachri. Kevin Shayde Remizaso Ose Bishabis. Vuadin Shasir Lomerlo Bishabis Eitha Dover Shiavimi Tokashi Asamalacha. Galkain Oscar Lomerle Nihudi Shayikanea Chotomo Kidesh Yavin Shiyasira Pecham Shevaroshanir. So you can't tell him to pick your nose so that he'll understand. You want him to pick off the ashes from the candle. Akish Omer Haramizalein Yehudi Shalobaloshin Sivoy. But if you say it Shalobaloshin Sivoy, Kigon Shomer Haner Eino Neir Yafa, the candle is not functioning at capacity. You're not telling him to do anything. And you're not mentioning Malacha if that's of concern. You just say the candle is not functioning at capacity. Oh, Eini Yachal Likros Loran Air, how's that? Or, I can't read well by the light of this candle. Sheyesh Bo Pechon, because it has this soot that's covering it. Hishamea Eini Yehudi Yemesachno, and then the Nachri hears what you said and decides to fix it for you. Shari De'ein Zebechlau Amira. That's not considered to be Amir Lenachri. I, says the Mishnah Berurah, very good, it's not Amir Lenachri. But you still be Nana from Malacha as Nachri. As even if there's no Amir, if the Nachri walks into your house and turns out the light, you have to leave. You can't be Nana from Malacha as Nachri, even if no one told him to do it, if he's doing it on your behalf. So what do you help? So it's not a problematic remiza. So that's only half the problem. Even if it's not a problematic remiza, you still can't be nana from the malacha. The ain lesser mitam shenana mi malacha shasei ni yehudi b'shvilo dein zanok al kach digami kodem hayachol al pi adchak likros lara. So here, in a situation where you could read with a candle, it's not ideal. You'd rather the candle be brighter. But in that situation, if a nachri to walk in, you didn't tell him anything. You weren't meramis anything. A nachri walks in, and there's a light on, and he turns on another light, so even though you can see better, you're allowed to continue reading the room because you could have seen without the second light. See here too, you could have read with the below capacity nair, and now he fixes it so it's operating at capacity, but since he could have been nanda before he fixed it, that's not a problematic hana mimalachas nachri. So when it comes to remiza shelo b'derech tzivoy, as far as Amir Lenachri is concerned, that's not a problem, that remiz is mutter. But that's only half the story, because even if you pass the threshold of Amir Lenachri, you solve that problem, you still have to deal with Hanami Malachas Nachri. So in a situation in which you're allowed to be Nanami Malachas Nachri because he's only enhancing something that was present anyway, so then you could reap the benefits of that Amira. So the situations where, for all intents and purposes, situations where Remiza Shalom Adav Sivi are Mutter are situations where there's no Isser Hana Mimalefes Nachri, because there's a baseline presence beforehand. Either there's already a light on, he has a light, or something of that sort. And we'll talk about some of the examples. Yeah.
What was it that you wanted this Taz on here, Taz base? What was the?
I wanted his quotation of the Bach. We didn't have, most people don't have a Torah in front of you, so this is the Bach inside, but he's quoting from the Bach that Maisa is Mutter L'Rames even under normal circumstances, even where it's not a Malkum Hesem Ruba.
He's using a Hakol Mechavein Omafsid as the,
it's the model, right.
The guide for all
Ramesses. Right, and everyone who argues Arpsak against that, as people got to explain, that's because we distinguish between Hesem Ruba and any other situation. Okay, let's take a look at another Mishnah Berurah on the same theme. Take a look at Sim and Shin Mem. The end of Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Mem Aleph. Shin Mem, the end of Mishnah Berurah, Mem Aleph. So the Mechaber here writes, Ein shogun acheres ein korin haniyar b'nei shehu misakein kli. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah towards the end of Mem Aleph. V'lekrawa igeres hamechusam. So opening a sealed letter on Shabbos, afilu yizar shelo yishver osios hachasima, even if you're going to be careful not to break any of the letters, which would be a mochi problem, rak yikareya yikra haniyar shesaviva, you just rip the paper, gamken osil kuliyama, because that's misakin kli, the way you're opening it, you're creating a functional envelope, or whatever the package is, vafilu lomar leyehudi yisli zar, so even Amir Lenachru to be Aser. Ubaguda Kasav Sheyomer La'ini Yehudi Eini Yachalik Roso Kol Zman Shein Pasua. So you're allowed to tell Lenachri, I can't read this letter as long as it's sealed. V'im Yavin Eini Yehudi Me Asmo V'yiftachenu Laslamba. So if he then opens the letter on his own, that would be Mutter. So presumably this is also a case. This is a remiza shaloba deratzivoi, where you're allowed to be nene from the malacha. And presumably, because there is a disconnect between the malacha done and the na that you're having. He's opening the letter, and you're reading the letter. So he's opening the envelope, he's opening the kli, so it's misakin kli, but your ability to read the letter is a step removed from the tikkun kli. So just like, not exactly, but the same idea as where there's already light on the room and he's adding light, that's one situation where you could be nana from Lachas Nachri. So here too, you could be nana from Lachas Nachri where he's opening the package that the letter is in and you want to read the letter. And that goes back potentially to what we discussed at the Magen Avraham and the Hilchos Yontif issue with the kli that you can only access the food if you have it broken. You have to figure out the details, but presumably the theory behind what the Mishnah Berurah quotes is that this is a kind of malacha where the anah is somewhat divorced from the malacha performed. It would be mutter to be nehem.
What's sivkat?
That's sivkat the mem aleph. Shin mem, the end of sivkat the mem aleph. So back to the more classic example that we mentioned a few moments ago, the problematic remiza b'der sivoi, where you have a light on in the room, would be either help me out the lights are on, I can't sleep, where you're mentioning that you wanted to do something, or I can't turn off the lights because the Shabbos, according to some, you're mentioning the Malacha. But Shmir Shabbos writes, Perek Lamed, Sif Hey, that you're allowed to say, I can't sleep with the light on. So you're not mentioning the Malacha of turning the lights off. You're not asking him to do anything. You're just saying, is a statement, I can't sleep because the lights are on. That's Lush and Sipur, that you're just telling the story. There's no Tzivoy involved. And then, if he understands on his own to turn off the light, that would be Mutter. And then, you're allowed to be Nene from the absence of light, because there's no direct Hana from this Malach. It's not that you're turning on a light, and you're Nene from the light that he turned off. Here, you're turning off the light, so you're not Nene from the result of the Malacha in a quantifiable way. You're Nene from the absence of light, but it's not that he created something through his Malacha that you have tangible Hana from.
Isn't the Rabbi call it Siluk?
Sorry?
Siluk HaHezek?
Siluk HaHezek in Nezikin. It is a lachshen tzvich
l'gufa,
right?
So it should be
good.
She ain't sar.
Right. So we'll get to right.
If they be sar, then be mutter all because of shus b'makom.
It should be, but we'll come back to that in a few moments.
It's funny how this is not the classic case of remiza, and that.
Why is it not the classic case of remiza?
I'm saying that turning the lights off is not a classic case of remiza of Shabbos.
You're saying it's not the best example because it's a Malacha Shinsik Lukuf anyway.
No, I'm just saying it's not brought in Mishnah Berurah. It's our classic case.
It's our classic case because it's more Nogea with the lights than with the lanterns, I think. Meaning, in days of old, they probably didn't keep lanterns in the bedroom that would stay on all Shabbos.
I understand.
Right? Mm-hmm. The classic case in the Achronim is the Pechem case, where it's Eino Meir Yafe. But I think this kind of a case is more a modern scenario where people have lights that could stay on 24 hours a day, let's turn them off. Okay. Rabbi Zilberstein in page Kuf Zayin has the following example. Now, let's say you have a refrigerator that you discovered to be unplugged on Shabbos. So at least the light's not on, but the refrigerator is unplugged and you stand to lose the food there. So if it's Hesem Ruba, we could talk about Hesem Ruba, but even if it's less than Hesem Ruba, so you'd be allowed to be merames that if you say something like, the meat in the refrigerator is going to spoil. And then if he realizes that the refrigerator is unplugged, and the reason it's going to spoil is because it's unplugged and plugged in the refrigerator, then that would be mutter. Now, Silverstein then quotes that Rav Yashiv was a little bit skeptical about the scope of this heter in the case of turning off the light in the bedroom or the like. Now, why is that? Because we were speaking about the parameters of a Mila Nachri and the Isser Hana'a Mimalachas Nachri. But there's a third factor that we spoke about a little bit before, and that is the question of Macha. That if you see a Nachri about to do Malach on your behalf, you have to be Mocha. Take a look at Samagna Ram, but we actually saw it in the Mishnah Berurah before. Did we see? Maybe we didn't see it before. Let's see from the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham is Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sifkat and Dalit, Reish Ayin Vav Dalit. But let's take a look how the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, since that's what most of you have in front of you. Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ayin Vav Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Reish Ayin Vav Sifkat and Yud Aleph. So this is discussing how to react. Excuse me, if a Nachri does Malacha for you, the Ramah writes, Miu, the end of Sifbeis, Sifala, sorry, Reish Ayin Vav, Im Asa Eina Yehudi Bebeis Yisrael Midaito, Ein HaYisrael Tzarech Latzeitz Af HaPisha Nemeh Min HaNer O HaMidura. So in general, if a Nachi does Malacha for you, turns on the lights, you're not allowed to be Nemeh. But if he walks into a Beis Yisrael on his own, unsolicited, then the Jew doesn't have to leave his house. But what are the parameters of that? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. Im Asa, Haynu Dafka, Acher Shekvar Asa in Yehudi. That's where he already turned on the lights. Now it's too late. Umay Yishlo Yisrael Asas. Lo Yichichu Lazes Miyabayis Bishlo Zeh. So someone comes into your house, turns on the lights. We don't make you leave because you're going to have to spend the rest of Shabbos in the street just because it's not we turned on the lights where he wasn't asked to do so. So in principle, if you had another place to go or another room, then you should leave. But we're not much real for you to leave your house under these circumstances. But you should give the Nachi warning, don't do that again. Aval. In the Damal Israel Shara of the Ace Jane Yehudi Rosalahala Bishvilo, but if you see the Nachi walk into your house, and he's about to turn on the lights. Oh Lasa Samadura, he's about to turn on the furnace. Sarah Flum plus Vialli after protest. And even if it's in the Nachi's own house, he's doing it for your benefit, you also have to protest. Kayman Shahnear the Aizim Shah Yisrael if he's using your own materials. If he doesn't listen, chase him out. Fine. So Rav Zilberstein quotes from his father, Rav Yashiv, who is bothered by the din of Macha. Meaning, even if there's no technical violation of Amir Lenachri when it comes to Remiza Shalabed Erech Tzivoy, and even if we're talking about the kind of Malacha that you could be Nana from, where there's already one light, it turns on another light, but even in that situation, there's still a Chiyuv Macha. So why when it comes to tzivus shelo remiza shelo b'derek tzivoy, why are we still concerned about the requirement of macha? So if he would come in on his own, you'd have to be mocha. So you're allowed to be meramic for to do it. How could that be?
In other words, it's even better. The Gid didn't do anything. And
better or worse, but yeah.
Well, I mean, in terms of the Yid's involvement, it should be permissible because the Yid didn't do anything.
Right, and yet it's a Chiyah Macha, so why shouldn't there be a Chiyah Macha here?
There's always a problem with being there.
So there is a Rebbe Kiveger. Rebbe Kiveger is on the note to Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Zayin, Sifkatan Kaf. So Rebbe Kiveger there suggests Magen Avraham Sifkatan Kaf, Hagosim Yikiveger, it's in Simen Shin Zayin. Magen Avraham Kaf is appended to Sif Yudalev, and Kiveger is on the bottom of the Magen Avraham there. So if Kiveger suggests, in one possibility, that there's no Chiyuv Macha where there's no Amira. There's no Chiyuv Macha where there's no Amira. Then he says, Tzarech Iyun from the Magen Avraham Sifkat Lamed Aleph. Magen Avraham Sifkat Lamed Aleph is where we started, that you can tell the Nachri to pick his nose in a way that he'll understand to take off the Pecham. So I presume Kivager's Tzarech Iyun is that it sounds like from there, that in that case, there will be an Isser Hana'a. Right? Because if you're going to do Meramis on Shabbos, then Melchizedek Brother writes there is an Isser Hana'a. So that's Rebbe Kivager has that suggestion, but he says it's difficult in light of the Magen Avraham, of the Magen Avraham later. In this sefer, Amir Lenachri, written by a Rav Segal from Bnei Brak, he quotes a letter from Rav Neuwirth in Parak Beis, who suggests that, no, again, maybe against the Magen Avraham, I'm not sure, but where there's no Isser Hana'a, well, no, it's probably not against the Magen Avraham. He says that maybe where there's no Isser Hana'a, there's no Isser Macha. As Macha and Hana'a go hand in hand. So any time where there's no Isser Hana'a, where it's a kind of malacha, you already have a light on the room and the Nachri turns on another light, there's not going to be an Isser malacha. So anytime there's no Isser malacha, sorry, there's not going to be Isser Hana'a. So anytime there's no Isser Hana'a, there's no Chiyuv Macha'a either. And then that would solve the problem. Namely, any situation in which we allow Remiza Shalom B'derek Tzivoy, and we allow to benefit from the malacha because there's no Isser Hana'a, so then there's not going to be a Chiyuv Macha either, and we understand how you could l'chachila have a remiza shelo b'derech tzivu. Okay? Rav Zilberstein, coming back to the point you saw Mary made a few minutes ago, Rav Zilberstein says, when it comes to the case of the light of the bedroom, where you want someone to turn the light off so you can sleep, you have another calculation. Right? That in principle, if you have a hard time sleeping with the light on, that should be Malkum Sar. And turning off the light, even if we're talking about a Daraisa light, it's still a Malacha Chena Sikh Lagufa. So Mule Nachri Lehedya on a Malacha Chena Sikh Lagufa, Malkum Sar, should be Mutter. So you shouldn't even have to come on to Remiza. You should be able to be Mitzaveh Lehedya. So he says, in a chanami, in theory, but in the spirit of a kalakal chila, better to do amira ayde remiza than an amira lehedya. That's interesting, because I haven't seen that, I have to look around a little bit more. I haven't seen that in the other postgame, to always tell you the cases that we've been discussing till now of amira lenachri, your classic shvos to shvos b'malka mitzvah. So no one suggests, as far as I know, that you should always do it ayde remiza because that's more kal than the speech of the hedya, some type. So is that so? That you should always, and then why would this case be different, that we prefer ayde remiza than ayde tzivul hedya, than the tzivul hedya is mutter? If it's one of those cases where mila nafi is mutter, shvus to shvus makom sar, mitzvah choli, mitzvah, hefsed, any of those situations, is that really true that you should l'chachila prefer or try to do it ayde remiza? I haven't seen that in Poskim. You have to look into a little bit more. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman has another interesting observation that Shmir Shabbos quotes in Perek.
But our lights were always are they're abundant, so therefore we always.
Well, some of us still have incandescent bulbs, and some and fluorescent, according to some, may be deraisa. So not everything is a derabanan.
But you're saying it's machshen tzitz gufa, so therefore it's derabanan.
Right.
Is not being able to sleep because the light's considered nachbitzorah.
That may depend on the person. That may be subjective. what Rav Zilberstein was saying is that for someone who can't fall asleep with the lights on, or it really bothers him, that could be a makom. That could be a tzara kodol. Again, different people probably react differently.
You always put a thing right. Or a mask on.
Right. Happened to us a few months ago. It was one Shabbos that we, by mistake, left on the line in our bedroom, and I slept fine. This is probably subjective. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted here in Perek Lamed, Haratess in the new edition, as making the following observation. So, till now we've been presenting that if you tell the Nochri, Remiza Shaloba Derek Sivoy, it's hard to sleep with the lights on, then that would be butter. That's not a Mir L'Nochri. So, how does the Nochri get into your house for you to tell him this? So if you tell the Nochri, can you please come in for a moment? I have something to tell you. So you invite him into your house, and then you tell him it's hard to sleep with the lights on. So isn't the act of inviting him into the house itself a tzivui of some sort?
How would that tzivui?
I command you to come in and eat some cake.
Oh, so that's the solution. So you're telling him to come into my house.
Why do you need to tell him to come in? Why don't you just tell him the lights are on? I find out how to save the lights on.
Yeah.
And a chanami. So if that's what you said, then that would be okay. But if you're telling him, please come into my house, so Rav Zalman seems to be bothered that would be Derek Sivoy. Now, maybe I would have said, no, the Derek Sivoy is where there's some connection between the Sivoy and the Malacha that you want to do. So if you tell him, I'm in a difficult situation, help me, that's a Sivoy. To tell him to walk into your house, so that's not connected to what you want him to do. But Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently was bothered that it should be. So his solution was, if you're going to invite him in for a piece of cake, and then while he's there, mention that the lights are off, that would be okay. But if you're inviting him in just so you can tell him that the lights are off, he thinks that would be Derek Sivoy. But he acknowledges that he never saw anyone say this. And he does it, and the minhag is definitely to be Mako. So he doesn't want to go on record as Asering, even though he's reluctant to be Matir. That's the citation he has from Shlomo Zalman in a letter that he wrote, printed in the Sefer Mora Shabbos, Chelek Aleph. So Neubert says, if you're going to invite him in for some other reason, once he's there, you could be Merambis Derech Agav, that would be okay even if it was to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman apparently was bothered that if your Italian come in with the intent that you want him to do something for you, even if you don't reference the Malach explicitly, you don't reference that you want him to do something explicitly, that would still be considered Derech Sivoy. But as Shlomo Zalman acknowledges, the other person didn't seem to be to raise this issue as a concern. Yeah.
Would everyone agree that saying I need your help is considered Derech Sivoy?
Yes. I think so.
It was just explicitly saying that you need their help or saying you cannot help.
Right. Zilberstein, I saw as the following, which I think someone had asked about earlier, lights left on in a car. So he writes that if the lights are left on in a car, then you can't say kol mechad bein mafsid, because that's not considered a hefsid gadol. But he thinks maybe amir shelo b'derech sivoy would be mutter, but he leaves that as a tzarach yid. Meaning to say, is if you would say, what would the Amir Shalav Derech Sivoy be here? The car could die under these circumstances, I guess. Yeah.
know. You just push it on Motzei Shabbat.
Right, so it's not a. I had a couple years ago. I left one of the lights in the car was left on, and after Shabbos it was still on, and the battery didn't even die. Had it been the headlights, the battery probably would have gone, but it was just like the inside light. Again, it could depend if it's a situation where it's a phenomenal tircha, or maybe you could argue there's some kind of a tzarach gadol, and. Again, we're talking about Remisa Shalom and Erev Tzivui, so again, there's no direct hana from the Malacha performed. It's to Abiyat HaHefzid, so called the Chabin HaMafzid, Anad HaRaisa. Let's say, we wouldn't say it's not Hefzid Gadol. Remisa Shalom and Erev Tzivui, okay, so he leads over the Tzarachi and whether there's ground to be, whether there are grounds to be made. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll talk briefly next time about Amira La Amira, and then we're going to start talking about Kablanis. Now, my initial plan...